What did people around here do about milk and butter, you know, before they had refrigeration?
Well, they had to keep it in the thing they used to call the safe. It was a cabinet in the kitchen that had a front, had a screen door on the front. That was the coolest place in the house.
Did you ever hear people putting it down the well, or?
We never did. We was always afraid it'd turn over and ruin the water.
You mentioned a lot. I know you did. Would people around here ever call that the barnyard?
Yes.
That would be just
same
likely
thing.
To hear that.
I never heard it called barnyard.
Well, that was mostly in a different area from this one.
But the word is?
Same. Would mean the same. Barnyard.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about cotton? Was it ever raised around here?
Yes.
Did you ever do any work getting the cotton?
I sure did.
Tell me about what you do when you work at the cotton.
What you mean, picking it?
That, or, you know, cultivating, getting weeds out of it.
Chopping cotton? Well, it was planted first, and then if it was too thick, you'd have to go along and chop it out and keep the weeds and grass out of it.
So chopping cotton's
chopping
the same
cotton.
As thinning it out?
Mm-hmm, that same thing.
What about hoeing cotton? What does that mean?
That's getting the weeds and grass out after you've chopped it.
What kind of weeds give you trouble around here with cotton?
Tea weeds, beggar weeds, cucumbers, Bermuda grass, you name it and we've got it.
Enough to keep you occupied, huh? Talking about cotton, you'd say that cotton grows in what?
Field.
Okay. Any other word that would suggest a place where a crop would grow? Right. Yeah. What about that word?
Cotton patch.
What's the difference between a patch and a field?
Nothing.
Could be the same thing.
Could
time.
Be the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Same thing growing a patch as a field.
It's larger than a patch.
What about that?
Well, you got a patch in a field.
Oh, it's
could a patch be smaller than a field?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You could have an acre patch. My field would be much larger.
What about the pastures around here? Were they usually open or fenced in?
Well, when I was a little girl, they had them fenced in. Of course, years ago, they were open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
The term would be?
Open range.
Was there anything like a stock law that...
That's what made them fence the fields. Stock law came about.
Can you remember about when that was?
Do you remember, Reed? 1940, somewhere along there.
Yeah. What kind of fencing would people use around here?
Wire fence. A lot of people had rail fences years ago.
Is that the type that kind of zigzags?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about different types of wire fencing that you know about?
Well, there's a hog wire. What other kinds?
Barbed wire.
Bowling. What's bowling wire?
Bowling wire.
Hog wire. Oh, yeah.
Hog wire. Barbed wire.
Yeah, barbed wire. Hog wire is just fence wire, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And barbed wire goes to the bottom, keep the hogs from getting his nose under it and getting it.
Okay.
Yeah, call it barbed wire.
Don't get on that barbed wire fence.
What about a wooden fence that you see around people's yards or around the garden? You know, it's usually painted white. And each piece kind of comes to a point.
Mm-hmm. That's a panel of yarn. Picket.
What, so you call the fence?
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm. You still see those around here?
Not too much.
And what about those rail fences? You see that much?
Not much anymore.
You can't get it by splitting rails.
That's right. That's work doing that.
All right. What do you call the things that you dig the holes for?
Post hole diggers.
Okay. The individual things that you stick in the ground, they're just
posts.
Okay, just one would be
a post.
Okay.